Extremists in Somalia kill another Christian. Sierra Leone clamps down on human trafficking, and a ministry commits to helping survivors of India's 100-year floods. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Another Christian has been killed in Somalia. International Christian Concerns' Jonathan Rasho says Pastor Ali Hussein Wahelyi was shot by the Islamic group Al-Shabaab October 10th. Rasho says Pastor Ali, a Muslim background believer, died of his injuries.
This is a very sad news because this year alone, Ali is the 15th Christian to be killed by Islamic extremists in Somalia.
Al-Shabaab wants to make Somalia an Islamic state, vowing to eradicate Christians. Christians are responding to the violence, says Rasho.
Christians in that country are underground. They are living double lives. Some of them are even going to the mosque just to appear to the Islamists that they are just Muslims.
While persecution is a daily fear, Rasho says it's not stopping outreach.
There are many who are risking their life day and night to share their faith, to help Somalis to come to Christ. And there are many Muslims who are embracing Christianity in that country.
Elsewhere, Sierra Leone recently set a precedent with its third ever conviction under the country's 2005 Anti-Human Trafficking Act. World Hope International's Yemi Yashodi explains that
it really paved the way for people who are victims of trafficking to ensure that they get their justice.
Human trafficking fuels conflicts, terrorism, disease, and organized crime. That in turn fuels problems that go all the way to the top. World Hope launched an anti-trafficking program in Sierra Leone, and
now we're working with the government to train members of the judiciary to ensure that we can help to strengthen the government's response to trafficking in person.
And the doors for the gospel?
Our teams, all of whom are very strong, devoted Christians, use this as an opportunity to show Christ's love. So we believe that no person should be enslaved and no person should be forced to do something against their will. And we make every effort to try to show that Christ also hates injustice.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Gospel for Asia reports a frenzied attack on a team member last week. Because the location is sensitive, we can't disclose it. GFA reports six members of an anti-Christian radical group beat Sandeep Gupta, a GFA missionary, after Sunday services. They accused him of converting other radicals to a foreign religion and tried to force him to worship an idol. Eventually, they abandoned the attack, leaving Gupta alive but seriously injured. Pray for the believers in this region to remain bold in their faith. In other news, flash floods in October killed over 200 people in the states of Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka, India. Brent Hample with India Partners says of the damage,
it's going to take months, if maybe not years, for villagers to rebuild their lives.
India Partners hopes to raise another $50,000 in flood relief to meet ongoing needs like food and clean water. Hample adds,
as the mosquito population increases now from the standing water, it's going to increase the incidence of malaria and encephalitis as well.
Mosquito nets protect a family of five from disease-ridden parasites. Your gifts to India Partners Flood Relief Fund can help flood victims rebuild their lives. As organizations work with India Partners to provide flood relief, pray
that through these acts of mercy, people would come to know Christ.
You can help. Just call our resource line and we'll connect you. And have you ever wanted to go on a mission trip but you just couldn't afford to go? Christian Reform World Relief Committee has an opportunity for you. From now until February, CRWRC is accepting entries as part of their I Embrace AIDS campaign. The winner of the contest will travel to Uganda for 3 weeks, helping a community respond to HIV/AIDS with long-term solutions. To learn more on how you can be the hands and feet of Christ in Uganda, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Gateway to the Jungle, The Incredible Life Story of Jungle Pilot George Boggs. It's yours free for the asking. Combining his skill as a pilot with his love of the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your free copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.